I'm sorry, I'm already snacking. And if you love to snack and you travel, this is gonna be the segment for you. Crystal Recchio, for Food is Medicine, she's a clinical nutritionist, WholeJourney.com, top supplements and snacks that you can take, because this is the travel time. What do you take with you?
Summer's the travel time, and it's the easiest thing to do is to just blow our diet. The vast majority of us do it, and there's that old saying, Shali, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
That's very
true. Myself included, if I don't bring this stuff, I'm not going to eat as well.
Okay, so let's say we're packing our bags. Some of you, I know, are going on a road trip or summertime. What are some of the snacks you should take with you, and supplements?
Okay, we'll start with supplements, because they're right here.
Okay.
So I always bring probiotics with me because flying changes your gut bacteria. And so this is an easy way to keep your immune system healthy is to take a probiotic when you travel.
Okay.
And take one a day for the whole trip. I always take melatonin if I'm traveling through a different time zone.
Why?
Because it helps to regulate your hormones in your sleep-wake cycle. It'll get you over jet lag so much faster.
Oh, good. I didn't know that.
Yeah, about 1 milligram per every hour of time difference. So you go to the East Coast, you take 3 milligrams of melatonin that night, you'll be able to start getting on their time zone much quicker.
Who knew? What's next?
Greens, because we don't eat as many vegetables
when we
travel. So I like to take greens pills, or here I have greens powder if you just want to pour it into your water, and you get the little travel packs, right? That's pretty easy. Digestive enzymes. Who knows what we are eating when we're eating out? There's a lot of poor quality oil. There's just a lot of stuff that we wouldn't prepare ourselves at home.
Right.
So taking enzymes is going to keep you not having bloated, no pain, keep things moving. And then I always bring oregano oil, and I take one on the plane because there's so many germs and you're stuck in a box, right?
Yes.
So I always take oregano oil just to keep myself and everyone else healthy during travel.
Oregano oil, that does the trick.
Oregano oil, because it's antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial. It's great.
Okay, now to the snacks.
So bringing something fresh when you travel is really important, and tangerines, they're easy to open. They're not like oranges. Carrots and apples, they travel the best. And then you just get these little to-go of nut butters. Then you just pop them open, and you can either eat them right from the pack or put them on your carrots.
I couldn't help but snack on this stuff.
So then we're going to send Chris off with some of this. This is great road trip trail mix, cashews, almonds, pumpkin seeds, walnuts, goji berries. I don't know if you've ever had those.
Yeah, I love goji berries.
They're great for your immune system, and raw chocolate.
This is a good idea. Travel size stuff.
This is, Trader Joe's. I was so pumped to find these travel size coconut oil. Mm-hmm. You know, you can use this as a lotion when you travel. You could use it for anything, but I like to put it in my coffee when I travel.
That's such a great idea.
Yeah. Look at this. If you're gluten free, you can get coconut aminos, and for your
soy
sauce, travel soy sauce. They often have Keurigs for coffee makers in hotels, and now they make bone broth for the Keurig.
Stop it.
Uh-huh, yep.
Where do you get that?
They're on Amazon, they're everywhere. This is Lono Life.
Yay.
And then this, we are dehydrated when we travel.
Yes.
We can't travel with liquid, we can't bring our coconut water with us. So Ultima, it's kind of like Emergency, but healthier.
I want to get to the stuff on other side of the table.
Stuff on the other side. Okay, so healthy bars. You can't travel without bars, right? I've got the Primal Kitchen collagen bars, Lara bars, Patagonia is now making bars.
Okay.
And these are the healthiest meat sticks because we tend to eat too many carbs and not enough protein when we travel.
Mm-hmm.
And these by Paleo Valley, these grass-fed beef sticks, they will keep you satiated so you don't go grab that pizza or taco, whatever it is.
In the airport, yes.
I bring tea with me everywhere I go.
Okay.
And then avocados. This travels really well. Hard-cooked eggs. You know, people on the plane don't necessarily appreciate
that. Nope, they don't.
But once you get there, and these are new cassava tortillas, super low glycemic. So this is an easy breakfast in your hotel room. And I love these easy dose travel bags for supplements and salt.
Love it. Krista, thank you for being here. All
My
really
pleasure.
Good stuff. If you want to get more information on the whole journey, just go to our website, foxbysandiego.com. Click the Scene on Tap. We'll get it back over to you.